Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue right where we left off yesterday. I've been sharing a message the last several days on the timeless Word, and as I shared, as I brought the broadcast to a close, that there is a relentless attack against the Word of God today. And in fact, I have said frequently, personally, as well as on the broadcast, that the dividing line with where Christians stand today, at least those who call themselves Christians, nominal Christians, those who are genuine Christians, there's a dividing line, there's a line drawn in the sand, and that is the Word of God. Either you believe it to be the inerrant, infallible, absolute Word of God that is true and unchanging, or that you can believe it is a collection of very good religious writings, a moral philosophy on how to live, but that we need to make adjustments and perhaps corrections for the times in which we are living, because it was written centuries ago. So that's the dividing line. You either believe it's absolutely true or you do not. There's portions of it that are true, but, you know, some of those miracles that are stated to be miracles could be questionable. That is how the critics look at God's Word. And why? Because their God is the God of rationalism, of reason, of logic, and they will not humble themselves. They are rebellious in heart and stubborn in neck in terms of submitting to the fact that the Creator of heaven and earth knows far more than the most brilliant human mind could ever begin to understand. And so, beloved, for every miracle in the Bible, there are ways that the critic can find a natural cause or reason, if you will, in his way of thinking. But when a believer, a sincere believer, a child of God, will listen to God's voice out of His Word, His Word speaking by divine prediction or prophecy, which is meant to edify and encourage things that have already taken place, that is what prediction is, or those predictions given well before their fulfillment, then if you're honest and sincere, skepticism becomes impossible to those who are sincerely looking for truth. And so the attack of the modern carnal rationalists is to simply destroy the Bible, its authenticity, its relevance for today's world. But Christianity is a revealed way of life that is timeless, or it's nothing at all. Job 11:7 declares that man by searching cannot find God. It's an interesting statement. Well, we have many different types of religion, ways that man, in his good intentions, seek to understand the universe, understand the Almighty God who created it, or is the first cause of it, if you will. But for the Christian, the Word of God, the Bible, is a record of that self-disclosure of the Almighty God of heaven and earth. That's why the devil and those who hate the Word of God endeavor to take that supernatural self-disclosure out of the Bible so they can hope to destroy Christianity itself. What am I saying? In an attempt to make the Christian way of life as merely man's search for God, Beloved, it's not that. If that's how we look at it, a man's searching for God, it's to lower our faith to the level of any other religion or philosophic system of which the world is inundated right now. Christianity isn't man's search for God. It's God's search for man. What does John say? We love him because he first loved us. Christianity is unique. It is alone, it is separate, it is apart, it is exalted and holy, and unlike any other form of the world's, quote, religions. If we read in the 24th Gospel of Luke, say verses 13 to 48, I'll pick out some specific ones. We see how the Lord himself proved his messianic ministry out of the prophecies of the Old Testament. For example, let's look at Luke 24:27. And this is what Jesus was talking about. Fools, slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. In verse 27, it says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself." And those were the disciples on the way to Emmaus. And then in Luke 24, 44 and 45, these are the words of Jesus. He said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Verse 46 says, "And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." So basically, this was Christ's way of preaching and of proving that he was the true Messiah. How did he do it? By quoting scripture, saying that he was in fact the fulfillment of a prophecy. And for example, in Luke, the fourth chapter, let me share verses 16 through 21. "And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of them, all of them, that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" Praise God. And so Jesus not only used the fulfillment of scriptural prophecy, but that was the way the disciples also used that pattern. For example, in Acts, the third chapter, verse 24, it says, well, this was Peter, and in verse 22, "Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." And in verse 24, "Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days." Hallelujah. And then Acts 10:43 declares, this was Peter at Cornelius's home, and he was saying to all the prophets, "Give witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." And then a final scripture in Acts 26 to demonstrate that the early church did that very thing. They spoke of Jesus, the plan of salvation, all as being revealed in the scriptures. And this is the convincing proof that what was foretold sometimes centuries before were being fulfilled in their day. Praise God. And that is true. Why? Because it's true prophecy. It is the word of God. Only the Lord knows the future, and only He can speak the truth regarding what will occur in the future. So in Acts 26, let me share verse 22. Well, let's go on. This is Paul. He said, verse 21, "For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come." Verse 23, "that Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should shew light unto the people and to the Gentiles." Praise God. And verse 27, he addresses King Agrippa. He says, "King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." And then Agrippa said unto me, "Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Paul said, "I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds." Praise God. Well, as the broadcast is drawing to a close, let's just pray briefly. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you to open your word to our hearts, to our understanding. We ask for revelation from the word of God. Lord, that it is the treasure house from which we draw divine wisdom, divine perspective, divine appropriation, if you will, of all of the needs that we have in our lives. Open your word. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. We pray as the psalmist, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, I wish I had more time to minister, but I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we will see what the Lord will have for us tomorrow. But some of you going through battles, just hold on. Don't lose sight of the Lord. He's with you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to bring you through. Praise God. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support, and I pray for you every day. I love you, my partners, my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.